Dreamscape presents Murder at the Bomb Shelter by Lee Strauss and Norm Strauss. Narrated by Stephanie Namath Parker. One. Rosa Reed pedaled her Schwinn Deluxe Hollywood bicycle down the boulevard on another sunny Santa Bonita, California day. As she breathed in the sweet scent of sage and saline, she briskly rode down the slight incline toward Ron's new and used cars. Over the last few weeks, she'd ridden by often, but today her heart fluttered with excitement as she approached the business establishment. Yesterday, while heading home from a short shopping trip with her brown tabby kitten Diego, who rode in the front basket with his fuzzy face into the wind, she'd spied a new arrival on the car lot. She'd simply had to stop for a look. That polo white two-door 1953 Chevrolet Corvette Roadster convertible with red leather interior had gripped her imagination, and at that moment, Rosa had fallen in love. One of only 300 made that year, the automobile, with its serial number of 76, was already considered a collector's item. Rosa had slid into the red leather seat with Diego safely tucked into her satchel. When she'd revved the engine, the frame rumbled, and the powerful sound roared through the tailpipe, causing her to smile mischievously. With the top down, she'd test-driven the vehicle, riding north onto the Pacific Coast Highway, a warm August breeze mussing her short brown hair. She'd allowed herself a moment of thrill when she pressed harder on the accelerator. My mother would love this car. The thought made her laugh out loud as she thundered past the city limits sign, swirls of dust whipping in her disappearing wake. Upon returning to the lot, Rosa had immediately phoned her Aunt Louisa, the matriarch of the Forrester mansion, to arrange for temporary financing until she could get the money wired from the London bank that held her trust fund. "I'm part of the Forrester family," she'd told the dealer. "I'll be back tomorrow if you'd be kind enough to hold it for me." By the look of respect at the mention of the Forrester family name, and perhaps a little fear, after all, Aunt Louisa's reputation in the town was formidable, the dealer promised to hold it. Now, as Rosa signed the papers for ownership and registration, anticipation rushed through her. The days that lay ahead of her. Her recent decision to stay in Santa Bonita and set up a private investigation office instead of returning to her job as a police officer in London was further cemented by the purchase of this car. "You didn't mind stemming my bicycle for a day or so," Rosa said, her voice a lively lilt, "until I can arrange for it to be..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?